Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is John Gullum from the Northern California Community Blood Bank with a community comment on KINS. As 2014 draws to a close, we would like to thank all of our donors, from Garberville to Smith River and from Trinidad to Wichipec, for making this a very successful year. We saw over 5,500 donors this year, which is great, but it's only 1 in 10 eligible donors in our community. As our regular donors will tell you, consistent donation throughout the year helps us avoid shortages by having blood available before it's needed. But last year, 10% of our whole blood donations came from only 188 people. Let's get these people some help. If you donated once last year, we'd love to see you twice in 2015. If you donated once in 2014 and will never be coming back, we want to know why. We understand that blood donation is entirely optional, and it is our goal to make it as stress-free, convenient, and painless as possible. There are things about the donation process that we have little or no control over, the registration questions, for example. But if there are things that we could be doing differently or better that would encourage you to donate more often, we want to know. We all know people that don't donate. Some have excellent reasons, many of which we at the Blood Bank gave them. But we also know people who just don't feel like donating or haven't found the time or, quite frankly, had a lousy experience sometime in the past. If you know someone like this or are someone like this, I would encourage you to give blood donation a try. If it's been a while since you donated, drop by or give us a call. A reason you couldn't donate in the past may have changed. The tattoo deferral, for example, has been changed from 1 year to 1 month. As I said, 2014 was a great year. In fact, the only goal we failed to meet in 2014 was our number of first-time donors. With all of the reasons people can be deferred from donating and people leaving the area, we lose nearly 2,500 donors every year. In 2014, we saw 1,694 first-time donors. It's a lot, but we need to see more. Our donor recruiters are available for presentations at service clubs, schools, and businesses to help get the word out and answer questions. Dee, Joanna, or I can be reached at 443-8004 or at recruit@nccbb.org. There's also information available at our website, nccbb.org. Thank you and have a truly wonderful 2015. This has been John Gullum from the Northern California Community Blood Bank with a community comment on KINS.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.